Britain.
Who supports independence? Yes men. The typical pro-independence Scot is young, male and working class.
With 2 months to go until Scotland votes on independence, opinion polls are in one sense rather disappointing. With only minor blips, they continue to suggest that 3 out of 5 Scots favour sticking with Britain. Nothing that nationalists or unionists say seems to budge opinion. But as the polls pile up, something else is becoming clear, exactly how the country divides. Middle-class voters turn out to be more conservative than working-class ones. In the 7 polls taken so far this year by ICM, the No camp has led by 19 points among the former, but by 4 among the latter. The well-to-do are also firmer in their views, vacillating much less than working-class voters over the past few months. Unsurprisingly, given the class profile of yes support, the pro-independence camp is strong in Scotland's industrial heartland and weak in the areas farthest from it, the border with England to the south and the mountains and islands to the north. ICM's poll suggests that no leads by 13 points on average in the northern highlands and islands. In the most pro-independence region, Glasgow, it lags yes by a point. A Scot's appearance is another clue to his views. Grey hair and wrinkles suggest a no supporter. The young are keener on independence, which is one reason nationalists push to allow 16 and 17-year-olds to vote in the referendum. Some polls suggest people simply become more unionist as they age. Others hint that people in their teens and 20s are slightly more conservative than people in their mid-20s to mid-30s. But perhaps the starkest demographic divide between yes and no supporters is sex. Polls consistently show that women are cooler on independence than men. Peter Kellner of YouGov, another pollster, says this is part of a broader pattern. Past opinion polling suggests that women are less supportive of wide-eyed or gung-ho policies in general, whether the issue is Scottish independence or foreign military adventures. The fact that Scots are divided in so many ways means that yes and no supporters do not exist in separate bubbles. Rather, they rub up against each other, in the same towns, sometimes even in the same households. Perhaps that explains why 1 in 4 say they have rowed over independence with family members and friends.